Yes. Welcome to another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the neighborhood love dealer, and I'm back up in this just like that. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, we going no buttons. No buttons. Raw. Raw. Pause. Straight raw tonight. I'm gonna piggyback off of last episode. I really had a good time. Last episode, it was very impromptu. Me and my man Ricky, I pulled up on him, had my equipment. He had his equipment. We formed like Voltron, and we got our shit together, and we pushed record. We decided to push record. And it was a fun night, man. He had a very mysterious guest. I still don't know his name. I'm not trying to be rude, but he just appeared. It's like I was on a mic behind my back, and boom, there he was. And I'm all for inclusivity. Like, come through, talk your shit, spark the convo, ignite the convo, and let's do it. And it was all right convo, man. Shout out to Dramastic Music. That was his beats in the background. I know, they may not, be in alignment or what you like or what you know. I don't know. I ain't even gonna speak that because I feel like you really fuck with this podcast. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna put him on blast because that's my cuzzo. And he sent me a beat pack, instrumentals for the background. And that's him. You can catch him on IG at Mac Unique, MAC dot EUNIQUE. Shout out to Ron One doing my It's the Neighborhood Love Dealer. Yes, my theme song. I don't know what's playing in the background right now. One of the two. And if you have some instrumentals you want to send to the podcast, please hit me up on IG at Dope Made with Love. That's at Dope Made with Love on IG, LOVE. And yeah. Send me something so you can be in the background. I'm all about sharing the wealth and sharing all this good positivity and momentum that I've accumulated over the years. I'm putting in the work, and it's easy for me. I do it when I want to, how I want to, and why I want to. But last episode was really good. It was cool. We talked a lot about a lot of shit. A lot of shit. It was. Some of the shit did seem like it was just a conversation. Like, look, bitch, I could have hung the phone up and start talking. That's what it kind of felt like on the low. Like, we was talking, I called you on the phone, and then I started talking to people in the background type shit. But it be like that. You know how we do. You know how we do. It's okay. It's all love. But I touched on the porno shit. Yes, I watch porn. Not consistently, but I can, it'll. It could come across my screen, and I'm not like disgusted by it or bothered by it. I don't go into topics, random topics like big booty, little people with a BBC, like shit like that. I don't venture out into the world. I stick to what I know. And my go-to, I said it was Justice Slayer. I said I've been listening to that man since 2007. I said watching it. Not listening, but watching. But not like every day and shit. I'm not a porn addict. I don't need, like. And what I said about the women don't get me off, it's just that you don't want to see what you see all the time. So that is like something new. Being as though I do what I do in my bedroom with who I do it with. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Rick. Rick really wants to put out a podcast, and I wish him the best. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. Like you say, he's going to make time for it, and I'm just here to spark the seed and plant the seed, basically. I also want to clear up the Jamie Foxx room. I said he had a stroke. I'm not sure if he had a stroke, but in between that conversation, I did also mention that it was reported as medical issues. We never want to put, being as though this podcast is about putting the good frequencies in the air, putting it out there in the ethers and stuff. I have to be mindful. I have to continue to be mindful about the things that I speak about, because it translates. And I don't want it to be in anybody's cipher walking around this earth thinking of sickness. You know what I'm saying? So we all hope about, and I'm not editing that out. Fuck that. But I'm about to get my flight together, my plane ticket. I'm in the middle of boarding, so pardon me if I slip up a little bit, but hey, we always thinking about wellness over here at the Don't Make With Love show. That I would have gave myself a boo, but we not fucking with the buttons tonight, so But I had a good time last episode. Please check it out. It's called To Be Anxious Is to Wait Your Turn. You can check that out on Spotify, Apple Music. You can check it out on a browser. You know I'm about to say it. I've been checking the analytics, and the analytics has said that you guys, 16% of you guys listen on the browser. You know what I'm saying? You guys type in www.spotifyanchor.com and y'all go to my physical page and y'all listen from there, and I really appreciate that. That means you're somewhere, like, maybe in your house on your laptop or at work or at the library or wherever. Like, you really got your laptop around or your iPad. Like, you really, I like that. I like nostalgia because sometimes technology can be like, oh, slow down, boy. Slow down, my boy. Straight like that. But shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Anchor, regardless of the business deal and the collaboration, the business partnership with Spotify. I am from the mud of this, the beta version, and I'm going to always show love to this platform since 2018. They gave me an opportunity to basically create an audio journal. You feel me? An audio journal. And it has helped me in a sense, and I love to see how the podcast world has grown, especially on our side, because talk radio and other forms of this, it's we've been doing this. People been going live and talking and recording and in all forms of fashion, but I really appreciate this platform. I definitely fuck with my enlightened loved ones. Thank you. You know, I don't call you fans. You're not no fans. You're not listeners. You're my enlightened loved ones because I know you go out into this world and you repeat what you hear me say, and not verbatim. You paraphrase them, but you feel it. And I know it plants the seeds in your heart. And I really, really appreciate you. I'm not going to make no promises. I'm not really a promises type girl. I'm just going to let you know everything's going to work itself out with this. And as long as I keep pushing record, everything else will fall into place. So I just want to thank you. I got listeners in Germany and France, like Brazil, Bangladesh. You know, I'm not going to say all the percentages because some of them, they're low. They're low, but at least it's like a half a person listening. Somebody, the website is up and the page is available in the ethers. Somebody just got to go grab it out there in Africa, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, things of that nature, Russia, things of that nature. So, hey, I'm out there somewhere floating, but I just want to appreciate you. I see it's half and half, like 45% of my loved ones are male. 55% are women. My age demographics between like 23 and 37, just in a broad range. Like, I have the data. I got the data, man. Don't play. I got the data. That would have been a hand clap. Clap, clap, cheer. But I'm really fucking with this, and I am the neighborhood love dealer, and this is another episode of Dope Made With Love. We're going to get into it tonight. I got some things I want to talk about and just update you guys on what's been going on with me personally, well, semi-personally, because I've always been a private person, and I'm not just going to air it out. I'm not the air it out girl on certain things when it comes to what I do, but I definitely, oh, I saw that, and back to the analytics, I saw that my top episode is They Will Pay You to Forget Your Dreams. Like that episode, that joint got about 200 and something plays. I left work early that night to do that episode. I used PTO to leave my fucking job because they wanted to keep me there when there was no work to do there. But they wanted to keep me there and not just let me go or VTO me out. You know? Just clock me out. And I was fucked up about that. I'm like, I could be somewhere adding to my 10,000 hours regardless. Even if I just go home and look at my stuff and brainstorm and imagine. Not even physical pure action, but if I have the opportunity to do that, I'm investing in my dream. Let me go. And I potted about that. So if you want to check that episode out, that is available on all streaming podcast platforms. Go check that out and keep running that up. Because that's definitely my favorite. My favorite. My other favorite joint is Divine Timing Kappa Edition with my cousin. That's Ida Mogul. We had a good time. That was our first podcast together. We jammed it out there. But life been good. Let me get my flight together. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Because I'm just sitting here with my ticket. And it's fucking time to take off. So let me get my shit together. Get your plane ticket together. I don't know what type of form of transportation you use. You could be on the bus. You know, that's how we describe the shells. Whether you're on the bus, you on the train, you know what I'm saying? However it go. Wherever is a ticket involved, grab your ticket so you can catch this flight with me. Because tonight is going to be a good night. I'm feeling good about everything in life. Right now, I'm feeling good about everything in life right now. I'm feeling good about everything in life right now. Life is doing exactly what I needed to do. Don't mind that. I'm not editing that out either. Don't mind that because, you know, when you first take off, it'd be a little turbulence. So don't do me like that. Don't talk about me, please. But anyway, life is doing exactly what it needs to do. My mom, she's great. She's recovering. You know, she had surgery. Those of you who just tuned in for the first time, haven't been on this journey with me, my mom had to get her surgery on her femur bone. So she has a rod. And, about four or five screws in her knee. And my mom, she already has some health issues dealing with her breathing. And my mom's been a smoker for over 30, 40 years. I ain't gonna hold you. Smoking cigarettes. Now, I know, don't do me like that. Now, I know she ain't no smoker like my mom and out here off the dip set. No. She just smoked cigarettes, drink a little beer, whatever. Real casual. That's how that shit start. You feel me? Casual when you young, and that's just something you do, and then it turns out into a need, and then it turns out into a need not, because that shit is fucking you up. You know what I'm saying? So dealing with that, on top of that, she broke her femur bone, had to get surgery. We were in a nursing home for a while, rehabilitation center, however you called it. You can check the episode out, Life Be Lifin'. I talk about the nursing home experience, and she's doing good. She home. She mom back in her fort. So it's been a little rough because she's turned back into some things that she was doing so good without. And I mean, she hadn't smoked. She hadn't had no little beer in a while. Since the whole process, the surgery, so it was going on about 50, 60 days. And now in the comfort of her home, she decides that she wants it. One beer here, two in here now, and I see that it's increasing. She's mad at me right now, y'all. My mom not fucking with me. She fucking with me because she ain't got no fucking choice. But she ain't really fucking with me because I had to set her little video call up at the doctor, right? Listen, hear me out. I had to set her little doctor's appointment together virtually, her face drum. Of course, her little phone, she got a little droid. I try to hook the Wi-Fi up, do the best that I can. I'm a little out of touch. It's been a minute. I'm about 7 iPhones in. I'm past that. So, but I try. But I said, look, hook it up on my shit. So I'm sitting there with her, and you can tell, OTs, old timers, black elders, they don't want you in their fucking business when it comes to the doctor. So she gave me the little look like, all right, you can go now. But no, I sat there. She ended up mistakenly talking to the doctor. Now the doctor, she black. Shout out to her. I fuck with her. She's black. She had her locks all pink curled up. Like, it was real. Like, okay, I see your doctor. I like that you have that type of doctor. Just aesthetically at first. You know, just judging the book by the cover. So, as we get into it, my mom slips up, and she says, well, my daughter had to set up the voice chat. She didn't even know how to say it, just like how I just stumbled. That's the fuck. But she right here, and the doctor's like, okay, let me talk to her. This is after a series of questions like, have you been eating? Because her appetite is low. My mom, she weighs a good spanking 85 pounds. And my mom, she's tall for a woman, and I would say she's a little above average height of a woman, but she has long limbs. So she has long legs and long arms, you know what I'm saying, fingers, things like that. So, you know, 85 pounds. So the doctor's trying to get her weight up. Like, we need to eat. I'm trying. My dad's trying. That's the trying part. And then the fact that she's been starting to increase her habit again is fucking with her oral fixation, because now that's satisfied based on the fact that I know by muscle memory I'm a smoker and drink. All smokers and drinkers understand that concept. I don't care what you say. If you're a smoker and drinker, you know, just like if you smoke, you know, smoke weed, catch a flight. You might not, some people, but majority of people gonna smoke before they eat. That's how it is. Yeah, I don't know why, but that's how it is. That's just how I go. So the doctor asked me the truth, and I said the truth. I told her what the beer log increasing. My mom, she getting fucking agitated with me. She don't want to hear that shit. She don't. It's like I'm going against the grain, but I don't got time to fucking, you know, I don't have time to play. I didn't come all the way down here, back down here. I didn't call an audible to sit back and do nothing and be around you. I'm not here to keep you company. I don't need company. I love your whole life, mom, but shit, I got a life to live, you know, because time is ticking. But since I'm here, we're going to make some changes. I'm going to have a fucking solution. I have nothing but solutions to offer you. I'm not the one to sit around and stir around in the problem. I don't give a fuck about the problem, because I know that we can come up with a solution. But we got to be a team. She's not playing team. And I also understand that. When you do something for so long, fuck it. That's just me. That's just what I do. You getting up at age 60-something, going on 70 years old, shit. You just might be like, you know, fuck. It's going something about to take me out anyway. You feel me? So I'm not disregarding that thought process if she has that, assuming that she has that. But I'm just saying, Ma. You still have something to live for. You don't want to get out the house. I try to get out the house, try to, you know, get a little stuff to spark the interest. But my mom, she never was like an outside person. She went on her trips. She went to work. And she kicked it with her family. That's my mom. That's what she did. That was her kickback. She would be with my aunt. So be over her mother's house, my grandmother's house. That was her kickback. She wasn't all like, we about to go to the mall, we about to go to the movies, we about to go out to eat. My mom wasn't that type of woman, you know. maybe back in the day, you know, her and my dad was courting and she was out here before she got married. My parents been married 40 years. So she been outside and she was outside again, but I ain't about to go into that because that's going to lead into some other shit and I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that. So we going to get that shit together. She said she doing what she want to do. And I have to step aside because that shit be, you know, killing me softly. It be killing me softly. But I'm not going to allow it to change up my momentum because, like I said, I still have to live my life. And that's what I'm going to do. My dad is good. He's keeping busy. She be running his ass all over the place. Now I see why this nigga just needs a break because she is a tough cookie. Listeners, I said I wasn't going to say. But y'all, look. Dealing with older parents and you know, like a lot of people, if you ain't been on my journey, you don't know I'm adopted, so my parents are a lot older than my average parents. You know, my average friends, my peers' parents and things like that. So it's about 10 or so plus. But that's a difference in that terms, especially if you grew up in the 50s, 50s, 60s, you know, 1900s back then. So, but everything is good on that. He going to be good. I'm good. You know, we just facing reality and I'm living life. I've been fishing. I've been out here on my country shit. I've really been on some country shit. I'm talking about fisherman hats, slides, sweats and shorts, tank tops. You know what I'm saying? Sweating, not giving a fuck, drinking a cold beer in the middle of the hole on somebody fucking 10 acres. Everybody down here got land, just parked somewhere random. Eating good, eating bullshit sometimes. I've been working out like a motherfucker. All over. My plan B, I got a new plan B that's making this plan A work again. Everything is like, I ain't gonna hold you. I post that on IG on my personal page. Not my personal page, but my main page. I love your whole life. You go in there, you see, you know, I've been jumping rope, but I've really been getting active. And I ain't have time to post it. I'm like, damn, I started this jumping rope, doing that bunch of shit. I just been getting into it because I'm falling in love, which is the feeling different. And I feel so good and I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about life. Front yard cookouts, dirt roads. Hey, the chores is different down here. I'm talking about all my boy cousins down here. So I got about, I say about 9, 10, 15 boy cousins that's, they just out here in the range, age ranges of like 22 to like 37. So we out here and they be having their toys. The type of toys they have are like turnaround lawnmowers, expensive shit, trailers, pickup trucks, fucking dump trucks, power washes and dogs, and it's just awesome to be down here. Life is good. I run into the city from time to time. I'm from the district. Don't get it twisted. I'm from the district. You know, I wrote a poem too. I'm gonna spit it on here one day too. The real version, the extended version. I dropped a little version on IG a couple months ago. I think 2 months ago, not too long ago. But yeah. Everything been good, man. I'm just feeling good, and that's what the fuck it is. You know, I definitely appreciate you always for tuning in. I know I just went on a little rant, but you be fucking with me. Don't. You love my whole life. That's what it is, my authentic self. You know how I jam. You know how I get down with the spirituality and the wisdom sense. Oh, let me get back to the doctor. Why I really fuck with the doctor. Because the doctor was like, you need to listen to your daughter and stop being so mean to her. Because she could tell my mom get a little mean. And she from Claytura. She from the city. Don't get her fucked up. She don't play no games. But she a baddie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to grandma. Love your whole life. Rest in peace. Yeah, doctor, like, your daughter has a lot of wisdom. You should really tap into that. And I was just like, somebody's always telling my, speaking of me and saying, you know, why is it that your parents don't tap into you? But when it comes to that, not to go on a segue, but definitely when it comes to that, I was loved. I was loved. I'm talking about love. But love in the form of, like, I knew it wasn't out, nothing, no harm was gonna come to me. I knew I was protected. I knew I was, you know, well fed, ate good, sheltered, not sleeping in the cold, had a great place to live, sleep, all of that, whatever. But when it came to, you know, that love, like I see how my peers treat their kids and smother their kids with, like, that love, because we didn't, our generation, we had it, but a lot of us was my, I know my household, I speak for my household. And if anybody can relate, I wasn't smothered with love. Like, wasn't no bunch of I love yous floating around the house. Wasn't no hugs. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no sitting all cuddled up. And after a certain age, after like 9, 10 years old, that shit was a wrap. But then you understand, you get older, your parents going through shit. You at an age where you understand how people go through shit at that age. So it may all make sense. It all makes sense, man. But I wasn't a bad kid, but it's some badass kids out here, speaking of parents, but it's some bad fucking kids. I gotta get another flight to this. If you still tuned in, if you fast forward to rewind, whatever, you need to help me spread this podcast. I know I don't do much marketing, but we need to push this out. We a team. We a team. You my loved ones. We. And I got you. You know what I'm saying? I got you. Chime in. Hit the voicemail. It's an option on each platform where you can communicate and directly contact me. You know? Pull me out the sky sometimes. Sometimes I'll be out there. I'll be in the field slanging this love in all ways. I don't announce everything that I do, but I be doing shit. I have no kids. I have no real good ties where it's like everything ties me down. I live life in bliss, in divine, and in divine timing. So, I'm available. I'm accessible. I even have jobs where I work crazy hours just because, you know, you never know where I need to be on deck. I'm on deck, and I got to pump these hours out, spreading this love on my mission, slinging this love, and being a great power to the ecosystem, you know, charging it up, helping extend life as much as I can. I'm out here, so just contact me. Let's link up. But back to the badass kids. Y'all got some badass kids on the low. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, man, the bad kids always get their way. They always get their way. They always get their way. They always get the best programs. Like, if you bad, period. It just seems like if you bad, period, you always get another chance. You always get another chance. You got bad credit, you get another motherfucking chance. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you out. You can go bankrupt and clear that up in a few years. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. You get back, go to jail, you come home, you get to work for the bus. You get to drive the bus. I ain't no hater, but I used to be mad as shit on the low. It just seemed like when you do good, you definitely have to. It's a choice to stick with that. It's a full-time job to stick with that shit, dog, for real. Because it's so easy to be bad. Life is so easy when you taking shit. Like, for real. Go to jail, come out on a program. You got somebody checking, like, accountability. When you're a good person, it's you're the only person that's holding you accountable most of the time when you're a good person. Not good, like, good and like you're good. No, I'm just saying. When you're living life on the up and up, it's not many people that's holding you accountable, because they don't, of course they don't have to. But sometimes you really need that shit. Like, you need a break from yourself holding you accountable. Like, give me a fucking break, self. God damn. You know me. You know exactly who I am. We look at each other. We be together all the time. 24/7. Give me a break today. Bad adults get into some shit. They just, everything, see, it just seems like when you bad, it's just better. But, you know, sometimes you just want to be like, you know what, fuck all this shit. Sometimes I don't want to smile today and come outside and know it's better and have this positive. I want to be fucking mad. I want revenge. But you don't really want that shit. You just needed a break today, you know? Maybe we could just be bad for one day. But karmically, that's not possible. I don't even know if karmically is a word, but fuck it, I said it. But karmically isn't really possible. Because that shit gonna come back, so it's not like, yeah. Like, if I be bad in one day, at least at like 11:57, let me get my karma back right there so I don't have to. Like, I ain't talking about, like, killing people or nothing like that. Hurting, harming physically. Like, nah, I mean, just little shit that you do. You know what the fuck you do that's bad sometimes. Sometimes I do little bad shit. In a sense, whatever you, I ain't getting specific. Because over here on the Don't Made with Love show, we ain't ratting. We still in the trap with it. I am the neighborhood love dealer. And I'm not having it. We don't want no rats. Ain't no cheese around here for the rats. But yeah. But we love the kids. I love the kids. But some of your kids is bad. They just, I ain't gonna say they bad. They just, I don't have kids. So I always be trapped in that lane. Like, damn, I can't even say nothing to nobody, because everybody gets so personal about their kids. But I be like, damn, I be looking at your kid like, your kid gonna be an adult one day. And I'm gonna be a super adult when your kid's just an adult. And that shit gonna fuck with me. It doesn't matter. Something that he put out in this world, if he continue on this little badass path that he's on, he or she is on, brothers. And I'm talking about mood. Some of these motherfuckers, you look at the goddamn, I don't mean to call the kids some motherfuckers. Some of these kids that you see, you don't see kid, you see spirit. Like, you're operating on autopilot at its highest level. And that's not even you. You have some work to do to compress this spirit, because listen here, I see your parents, but some of this shit is top tier. Your parents would never, you're like, your parents had signs. I don't know what's the makeup of kids and parents. I don't know the correlation. I've never carried a child or been pregnant and really indulged in that shit. But anyway, I love the kids. I'm just out here because if I had kids, I wouldn't have time to deal with your kids. So I deal with kids on another level and try to, when I come across them, nieces, nephews, however it go, friends' kids. And speaking of, like, friends' kids, let me end that sentence before I get into that. But I just try to just keep my little shit on a distance. I know how to plant my seeds with kids. So we love the kids over here, but they bad as a motherfucker. Some of them, they bad. They got a mouth on them, they bad. But speaking of, like, friends' kids, I sometimes think of this, because I'm not really, being as though I don't have kids, I'm not really, how can I put it? I'm not, kids don't be on my algorithm. If I can put it in a 2023 version, kids are really not in my algorithm, and I love their whole life. When I scroll in life, I catch them. I catch a few of them. I love them. But as far as, like, going, you know, picking the kids up, going somewhere, taking them this place, or just being around. I've never even really been around a pregnant person, like, in full term, and, like, having a baby, like, the whole process. And I don't know why. It's definitely not, like, a reason why, like, I have a thing against. It's just the way my life just designed. Like, I really don't don't be in tune. Because I feel as though I have to respect people and their kids, because parents really be parenting. Like, your friends is your friends, but when they become parents, it's I don't know. It's a big difference. Like, you don't even know how to really communicate with parents when you're not a parent. I know how to communicate overall. I believe I do, but other than that, I don't have time for parents turning on me. I feel as though that's just like you fucking with somebody, trying to give somebody advice in a relationship. It's the same way. So I feel as though that's what that. Because in my head, I have a lot of things I would say about a lot of kids. And I know how to communicate it where it wouldn't come off. It wouldn't come off as, you know, messed up. Insulting, you know, disrespectful, offensive. So, but anyway, I'm glad you're hanging in with me. That was just a little rant, real quick. I'm feeling good. I'm doing what I gotta do. My love life is great, but long distance is a motherfucker. Let's get into this long distance relationship. I don't know if I have anybody listening right now that has dealt with a long distance relationship. My long distance relationship is in the range of 6 hours. It's nothing to me. 6 hours ain't nothing. That's an early day. You left early from work type day for me, but the FaceTime, that shit getting a little played. I'm starting not to feel it. I want to feel her. I want to see her, touch her. Like, I want it to be. I'm starting to feel it. You know how you go somewhere and then you start to get homesick? Like, I'm not homesick, whereas though, like, I want to be back in Ohio because life is grand. But I definitely wish I could teleport her ass here and everything about her that comes with her and everyone that comes with her here and just take care of things. But I also know I'm on a mission, but the long distance relationship is a thing. We've been jamming about 2 years strong. We've been through some waves. I keep her on a duck. I keep her on a tuck. I'm a private person, and I've done some things in life when it comes to that. I was a bad adult when it came to relationships and dating and things of that nature. I've been on some sides, and I've seen the other side, and it's definitely scary, but you know, I've also missed out on a lot of relationships due to the fact that I've just rolled out. I'm out here living. I've always been somewhere else. DC the longest I've lived because that's home base. But I'm always floating somewhere because I can do that. If y'all feeling me and you that type of person, it's okay to feel like that. Like, it's okay. If you don't have kids, you don't have this job that requires your full career or job, however you put it, that requires your full attention, or you don't want a job or career that requires your full attention, it's okay. If you want to be out here living life and floating on, well, I'm moving from one day to the next. I may have a plan in mind for the next 2 years, but right now I'm living day to day. Not in the sense of day to day, like I'm fucked up. No, but like whatever comes, because the day's gonna change. Especially if you got a spark in you for something that could really ease your rat race. Because you're gonna always be in a race. It's a system everywhere. We live in a system. I live in the United States for all my international loved ones, my enlightened loved ones overseas. Like, I live in a system. My whole country is based on business and checks and balances. So, of course, I'm going to always think about how to get it. But I also came into some knowledge where as though I understand and overstand, I understand that I can create it how I want to create it and have the same results. That's based on my results, just mine, period. If you're a type of person that don't want much, you want more time than money, then that's your fucking right to. And you surviving, you have shelter, food, clothing. Come on. Transportation. Vices being taken care of. You can go this place if you could plan for it, do this. You have opportunity to make money anywhere. Have it your way. Burger King, you feel me? But shit, do that. It's okay. You ain't got hide in the tuck. Like how I tuck my girl. You ain't got to hide that from the world. Do you. It's okay. You pull up on a nigga and he just fresh off a construction job. You been sitting around all day just vibing. Who gives a fuck? But at the end of the day, y'all both getting the same results. And the result is I'm doing what I want to do in life. And if you're in a position where you have to do some things that you want to do, but you have to do some things that you have to do, then that's on you. That's the choices that you made. It's all about choices out here. You made a choice. That's the choice. And that's the thing that comes with the choice. A lot of us made some choices in our 20s that we have to deal with in our 30s. A lot of people in their 30s got to deal with their stuff they got to deal with in their 40s, 50s, 70s, 90s, whatever. It's your choice. But you can rearrange that shit. You can just stop it. Fuck it. Stop it. Take a risk. I took a risk. One day I just up and left, moved to Ohio, took a risk like, fuck it. What I have to lose? What more do I have to lose? Because I'm not going to lose. I'm not in the mind frame of losing. I'm about to go get it. And not go get it like I'm about to go somewhere and actually work hard. No, I'm about to go somewhere where that shit going to fall out the sky. I'm going to a new environment. I need new air. I need to reset. Some gonna pop out here. If I've been trying here, then that ain't work. I gotta go. Ain't no need to stir around. For what? I might be on a private jet tonight because I've been flowing consistently. You feel me? I don't know if it's this airplane. I got a window seat. The light is beaming. The stars is out. You are here with me. This is the Dope Made With Love show. I slang it. I'm slanging pounds of positivity. I got grams of gratitude. Come on now. Whatever you need. It ain't even tangible. You feel this. It's frequencies. Come on. And that rhyme. God dang. I'm feeling it tonight. I don't know what I'm going to call this episode. It's going to come to me. Just like that, as soon as I'm typing, boom, 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 bow. But just know, I'm going to drop this shit tonight. I'm dropping it tonight. I'm going to edit it tonight. I'm dropping it tonight. So by tomorrow morning, it's going to be uploaded back to back. That's how I feel. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll. I ain't going to keep y'all too much longer tonight because I'm definitely not going to try to, you know, wait till the water run dry and just, you know, but... It's been a lot of things going on in the world. We always have our hands extended and prayers up and see the world and wellness because we all are a part of the world. It's just not the time to digest it. Don't digest that shit, you know. Take a little taste. See what's going on in the world. Do what you can that your instincts tell you to. Use your intuition to navigate through any type of information that you receive. Be able to understand and separate that you are human. You're going to have fleshy feelings that will cause you to make rational or irrational decisions. You just have to use your spiritual discernment, use your self-discernment. That voice in your head is you. I don't have to explain and get into it, but that's you telling you. Self is talking to self. And I just wish the world the best out here. We spoke on the Dalai Lama on the last episode, and I want to clear that up too because I don't think I need to clear it up because I remember we did have a slightly extensive conversation on it. Wasn't just like shits and giggles and things in that nature. I remember if I can vaguely blah, blah, blah. vaguely remember. I don't think we disrespected too much of everyone's opinion about that, but that's just how it is. We really have to use our discernment between spiritual leaders and motivational speakers, because you can really get caught up in someone's talking that shit that really resonates with you and hits your spirit. You feel aligned with it. You feel like you found someone that relates to you, and sometimes you can get caught off guard. You get too high off that shit. I have overdosed on positivity before, and sometimes you can get too invested into it that you kind of turn your back on duality and understand that a negative and positive is necessary, especially when they're working side by side together. We really, really need that. And I suggest that you just take some time out to vet the people that you're listening to. And like I said, but this is something that I used to do. Especially in the beginning of my spiritual journey. When I say spiritual journey, it doesn't consist of crystals and sage and, you know, headbands and tarot cards and numerology, astrology, and connecting the numbers. And nah, man, I'm talking about real life shit, trying to mend a broken heart, walking around life with half a broken heart because of post-trauma as an adolescent, as a teenager, as a young woman into my womanhood, that compounded on top of each other because of lack of clarity on it, until I had to go within. Things separated from me. People separated. I had to look at the world different. I had to stick to my shit. That's the main thing about the spiritual journey. The spiritual journey is based on sticking to your shit. Sticking on your principles and standing on 10. Like, you can't. It's almost like if you're trying to rap or you're trying to sell drugs. Because you can't do both if you're about to really crack off at this rapping shit. So it's just like that. Spiritual shit. If you really about to get rich, you about to get rich inside. You about to, yes, you're all, like, you really about to do it, but you can't play the fence. You got to pick a side. And that's something that definitely, I got thrown off for a minute because they trying to give me an alert that I got a couple minutes left. I'm like, damn, I've been flowing like that tonight. Let me hurry up and wrap this shit up before they connect me, because, you know, once you cut it off and the mood's gone, the mood is, that Moby, yeah, so this is a blessing right here, this is a blessed episode, I think that's what I'm gonna call this shit, this is the blessed episode, this episode is blessed by you all for tuning in, and we collectively, but back to what I was saying real quick, and I'm gonna wrap that shit up, we definitely need the time to, you know, go through the journey, and it's not all chakras, and the information, you really got to get in the mud with this shit. And there's some tears that come out of this, and some sweat, and some confusion, and some loneliness that come out of this. It's some separation that comes out of this. It's a lot of it, but it's all well worth it. Because once you get rich inside, you rich, rich, rich. You rich, rich, rich. And that's a form of currency, and I call it vibrational currency, that will take you all over this place in life, on this realm, that money could never, diamonds and jewels could never. So I had a great time tonight. I really, really appreciate you guys for sticking with me, doing what I gotta do. I'm doing what I gotta do, should I say. I hope you had a good flight. I definitely did. We're about to land this motherfucking plane. I'm about to edit all of this, and this has to drop. This is the blessed episode. I really appreciate you guys for just tuning in. I know I keep saying it because I really, really do. This flower is for you. Like I said, I like that from last. I said that. This is I give you your single flower that never dies. That's how much appreciation I have for you. Shout out to me, because I'm on it and I'm feeling it. Shout out to me. Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror. That's that mirror talk, y'all. Y'all look yourselves in the mirror one day and just, you know, yeah, we doing it. Everything is working out. Write it down. Don't forget your journals. We still pump that. I'm still writing. It's my audio journal. This is a conversation that I'll always remember. This is a blessed episode. And anything else that I gotta, you know, follow the IG. Go on IG, run me up, please. Or just let me know you there. You looking on Dope Made With Love, at Dope Made With Love, at I Love Your _ Whole Life. WHOLE, I Love Your Whole Life. And I know you're wondering, you might be wondering, what's the whole in whole life? Not like a whole, pause. Pause. But it's whatever helps others live every day. That's what it is. And just remember, the demons having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They dress to impress, disguises into success. Please, please, please don't get caught slipping. Let me run that back again. The demons are having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They're dressed to impress, disguised in success. Please, please don't get caught slipping out here. Much love to you and yours, to yours and yous. Run these views up, run these numbers up. It's already ran up. I ain't even got to, this is in advance. Let me just thank you in advance for running my shit up. Already. I am the neighborhood love dealer. I'm slanging it, doing my thing. Shout out to the background music. I probably got my theme music in the background. I gotta get something with this theme music that I gotta cut something so I can just blast it in when I want to. Shout out to the no buttons. I did this tonight with no buttons. I ain't need nothing. I hope you were the buttons for me tonight. I hope you laughed. I hope you smirked. I hope you talked shit. And if you did, put that shit in the comments. Let me know how you feel. It's all love. We can communicate it out. If nobody told you today, I love your whole life. I'm about to end this. And yeah, I'm out.